Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And welcome in to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We welcome you this morning as we're broadcasting from our Strixon studios located right here in Spanish Fort, Alabama. And, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dauphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Boy, we've got some great sponsors of the show, McConnell Automotive being one of them. We just added a new sponsor, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Be sure and check them out. But hey, today's an interesting show. We're doing some live stuff and we're doing some encore stuff. All right. So sit back, relax. It will be the fastest hour in radio. And here we go. We kick it off right now with Mr. Ray Schuessler. Well, we've got here on our all-weather roofing guest line a great friend of ours, a partner of ours here at Southern Fairways, the one, the only. Well, you could say the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray, how you doing, my man?
You're the legend. I'm not a legend.
Oh, my goodness.
I might be a myth. I'm probably a myth.
I can promise
you. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking time to be with us. Hey, a lot to get into, a short time to do it. We'll talk some Joe Durant here in just a minute, but I got to talk a little bit about high school golf. They just finished up the championship, so we know who all the champions are. And a couple of them happen to be students of yours. Let me mention on the boys' side to start off with, a young man by the name of Thomas Crane, who plays golf at UMS, right? He shoots a 67-68. Now, he's in Class 7A boys and gets the state title. He comes in as a low medalist. I got to tell you, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Yeah, 900 par is good playing. I don't care where you're playing, what course you're playing. That's really nice golf. And they play at a trail up there in Birmingham in Oxmoor Valley. And you know, you gotta maneuver your ball around that place. And Thomas played wonderfully. He's very excited. Senior, finished his senior year with a one-stroke victory. He made about a 20 to 25-foot putt on the last hole. And, you know, he wasn't sure. He knew if he two-putted, he was going to beat who he thought he had to beat. But there was another guy on another team, and their whole team was sitting around the 18th hole. And when he made his putt, he said they got pretty deflated. They were hoping for a tie. Thomas made the putt, and so he didn't understand why they were so dejected until, you know, he learned what had happened.
Well, I think the guy you're talking about is Gus Dornell. He comes in seconds. He shoots a 69-67 to finish at 8 under par. And the Rebels teammate Andrew Davis finished tied for third with Clark Brown. Those guys shoot 7 under. So a lot of good golf going on. And the way I understand it, the weather was a little tough up there the first day.
Thomas had to play 30 holes yesterday. He only got in 6 holes. They were one of the later tee times on Monday. So, he had a lot of golf yesterday.
Well, he did.
So, it was, like I said, a wonderful way to finish his senior high school career. He's going to be going to Troy State this fall.
That's awesome.
It'll be a real fine addition for Troy.
There's no doubt about it. Visiting Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Hey, we got to send a shout-out to Bayshore Christian Academy. As they come in, they get a nice little trophy, I think, as well, don't they?
Yes. Young man I used to help when I was in South Baldwin County, Michael Heaton, fine young man. I had so much fun helping him grow up. I hadn't seen him in several years. And he's on their team, just a wonderful family, fine young man. Michael struggled yesterday, but he had a good opening round. And, yes, they took the 1A, 2A category, I believe.
I believe you're right. Yep, 1A, 2A. So yes. Congratulations to them for sure.
Yeah.
And let me just mention while we're talking about Bayshore, a good friend of ours, Coach Phil Lasby, retired, if you will, as the football coach, and J.C. Todd now takes on that position as the head football coach for Bayshore. So congratulations to him. Going back to golf, though, let's turn it.
Great.
Yeah, you know J.C. I mean, He's a pretty good golfer, too.
Yes, he used to come see me down in Gulf Shores, and I didn't know he actually came out of retirement. Good for him. I saw him at Rock Creek earlier in the high school season. He was out there during a match I went out to watch on a Monday. So JC's a wonderful man, as you know, and he's going to do a great job with at school.
Well, there's no question about it. All right, visiting with Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Let's talk girls real quick. The Class 7A girls, they had a three-way tie to get low medalist honors. And it was Auburn's Kate Ha, Grissom's Claire Jameson, and the one and only UMS Wright's Frances Brown. And am I right? Did she win a state championship as a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and now is a senior?
That's correct.
Wow.
First time in the record books that anybody's done that in the history of high school golf in Alabama. So she was runner-up as an eighth grader. So she had a pretty good high school run. She started slow on Monday and finished even par. She got a little over par early, but got around back together. Then yesterday, she got off to a decent start, lost a couple. Then she birdied 15 and 16 to, get two under and end up with a three-way tie. Alabama High School Athletic Association, did not have a playoff for the individuals. So she's a state champion.
Wow.
The way you cut it. So that's 4 years in a row. What an achievement.
That is incredible. Now, how long have you been working with Frances?
Since I've been at Mobile Country Club, which will be 5 years into this month, early June. Yeah, she got there. She was a little skinny seventh, eighth grader. and she's just matured, and she just doesn't miss practice, loves the game of golf. She's just been such a pleasure to, to work with. She just comes to work, comes to the golf course ready to, she's just so coachable.
That's awesome.
And great parents that support her, and Auburn's going to get a good one. She's going to get up there in that environment and that culture. And as when you get around like-minded golfers, you can only get better.
That's right.
It'll be an exciting journey for her.
That leads me into another question. We're visiting Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile, talking about Frances Brown. She gets four state championships. She was over at the Zurich just a couple weeks ago as a standard bearer. And she was in that Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry group. How much did that help
on
her?
Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. How much did that help her watch them, the way they carry themselves, the way they hit a golf ball, the way they practice, the way they did what they do out on the course? How much did that help her?
Well, it's a great question. I asked her after it was over. I said, well, what did you learn? She said when they got in trouble, they got the ball back in play. They didn't take any high risk shots. And she came close to making the Ladies US Open about a month ago. She missed it by two or three, and on the 16th hole she was in some high rough, and she took not enough loft to get it back in play. She said looking back on it, she should have just taken more loft, got it out in front of the green, but she thought she could get a four iron on it and get it out, and she couldn't. And so she learned a lot. She said it looked like they could have, they had an opening at times, but they always got it back out and play. They didn't follow up one bad shot with another bad shot.
That's why they're professionals. And we're amateurs.
Right. The only time you really want to take those chances is maybe on the last hole when you got a birdie, the last hole, or do something you really got to force your hand. But,
right.
That's the one thing she took away from it. She said, Coach, they just never took any chances.
That is awesome.
There's a birdie fest over there, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that was one thing she said, that's the one thing I noticed the most.
Well, and again, that as amateurs, we say, hey, I can make it through the woods here and hit it to the green 200 yards away. Oh, I'm going to take the risk instead of getting it back out.
We've all done it.
Sure.
My old coach used to, he'd look at me, he said, he'd go, Chief, if you hit the shot 10 times, I'd be going for the green over a lake or something. He'd say, well, if you hit that shot 10 times, how many times do you think you're going to carry that thing? I said, well, you got a point there.
Oh, my goodness. That's good stuff. All right. Hey, Ray, and listen, our time is up. Our time is up. It goes by too fast.
Wow. That's
yep.
quick.
That's yeah. real quick.
I appreciate you having me on, as always, Randy. You're great. And hope everybody has a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. We look forward to having you back on, and you have a wonderful weekend. And, folks, hey, if you need some instruction, this is the guy you see. You go to Mobile Country Club and see Ray Schuessler. So, Ray, you take it easy. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right, bud. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. We take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk SEC football. We do that with Coach Barry Gibson right after this.
From beautiful Lake Tahoe, this is Brett Baer with Fox News Channel for your up-to-date golf and sports information news. Please continue to listen to Southern Fairways Radio Show with your hosts, Randy Bergen, Matt Brandt, and sweet-swinging Bobby Hall. Have a blessed day. Keep it fair, balanced, and unafraid. And by the way, Roll Tide and War Eagle.
Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. I'm Randy Bergen, and we're kind of having a hybrid day today, if you will. Doing a little bit of live stuff, doing a little bit of encore from last week where we had the opportunity to talk to Peter Jacobson. You know who he is. If you're a golfer and you watch NBC Golf Channel, Peter Jacobson's been on the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour as well. Now he's in the booth as a broadcaster and one of the funny guys, does some great imitations and everything. But he'll be up at the bottom of the hour. And, again, that's an encore from last week when we had him on. We've had some folks that have texted me or called me and said, hey, would I play that again? Because I didn't get to hear all of it, so we're going to do that for you at the bottom of the hour. Right now, an encore of Coach Barry Gibson as he gives a breakdown to his thoughts and rankings for this year's SEC season. How do you see the SEC breaking down? If we were to rank them, how would you rank them from bottom to top?
Okay. Yeah, Randy, glad you wanted me to do this because it'll be here before we know it. Spring practices are over with now. All right. Summer workouts are getting ready to start. And before you know it, August is here and it's on. It's time to get on the field and turn the lights on and let's go. So, yeah, I'm excited. This is something that, of course, coaching in the SEC, like I had the privilege to do at the University of Tennessee, you know, my heart is in the SEC. I really pull for, you know, other teams in the SEC when they're playing, as long as they're not, you know, playing Tennessee. But, you know, and then our, you know, my son went to Ole Miss and wife went to Mississippi State. And so we've got, you know, a lot of SEC ties in the family. But let me just, yeah, just thinking about going into the 2025 season, Randy, and I hope people at home will kind of follow along with me and do their own ranking. But, yeah, so with the top teams in the SEC, we're going to start from the bottom, who I think will end up in the cellar, and then we'll go all the way up to the top, okay? So at the bottom, sadly to say, but I just don't see them getting much better than they did last year's Mississippi State Bulldogs. All right, they've got some issues there talent-wise. I think it's going to take a couple of years to build it back up, which I hope they do. But I got Mississippi State at the bottom. Above them, Vanderbilt. I would have Vanderbilt a little higher if the quarterback was coming back.
Right.
You know, but he's gone.
Pavia, he was
pretty
good.
Pavia was a player. So I got them next to the bottom in the SEC. Above them, I got Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky is, you know, they've shown signs of, you know, getting better. But, you know, next year, I just think they're going to be down there in that bottom third of the SEC.
They lost one of their defensive tackles, too, I believe, Keyshawn Silver.
Yes.
I think he went to USC. So.
Yes, absolutely.
And they'll open with Toledo.
Yeah. Next in the rankings, Arkansas, right above Kentucky. Arkansas. Lost some key players. I think they're going to struggle a little bit this year. I mean, they're going to play physical football, and they're still going to run the football under Sam Pittman. But I don't think they're going to be in the upper echelon of the SEC.
But don't you see Arkansas, guys, don't you see Arkansas kind of as a go-for-broke this year? I mean, because...
Yeah, and they're one of those teams you better not take lightly.
Right.
You know, even though I've got them ranked kind of low, they still can come up and beat you because they shorten the game by running the football, they run the clock, and if you get behind those guys, it's hard to catch up. Just simply by the way their offense operates, running the football. But, yeah, they could surprise some people. Above Arkansas, I've got Missouri. Missouri had a great year last year, you know, on their standards. But they've lost some key players. I think they're going to be competitive, but, again, not in the upper third of the SEC. Above Missouri, now some people may disagree with me on this one, all right, but I've got the Oklahoma Sooners kind of in the middle of the pack, all right. Oklahoma just, you know, they had some chances last year to win some big games and just couldn't pull it out. Right. And I don't know how far that goes to their mindset, you know. And, of course, Oklahoma is always that image of being Oklahoma. But I think they've got some talent issues. I really do. You know, I think they're going to have to recruit another a year or two to get where they need to go.
As long as they don't, well, they're playing Alabama at Oklahoma on November 15th. So, based on the last few years, looks like they got at least one win.
Well, hold on.
As you know, Arnold is not at Oklahoma. He went to Auburn.
That's right.
They got a new quarterback. John Mateer from Washington State. We'll see. We'll see how good he is. I mean, he's going to have to play pretty doggone good football. They lost a couple of guys. I think they lost Nick Anderson, their wideout, to LSU. So they will have. They may have a good team. They are still right on that borderline, okay?
Yeah.
If they can come out, I think they open with Illinois State. If they can come out and win a couple bigs to start off with, they could be pretty good. We'll see.
All right, so that was my bottom 10. Now let's get into the top 10 of the SEC, starting with number 10. All right, I have got the Auburn Tigers. They've got quarterback issues. I don't care. They just can't settle on a quarterback until they get that worked out. Now, I think they did well in the transfer portal. I think they've got some a couple of good receivers coming in. But, again, they've got to get that quarterback, that trigger guy, to run the offense. And I just don't know if they've
You don't think Arnold's going to be the one that can?
I don't know. You know, being a new guy coming in, he's got to learn a new system. You know, he will probably be the guy. But, again, I just don't see them beating teams, you know, above them.
He had, obviously, a pretty good game against Alabama. That was probably his best game.
Yes.
Can he carry that over, you know,
to
the Plains?
We'll see. And Auburn lost some, you know, key guys to the draft, a couple of guys. That could have helped them. All right, so at number nine, all right, above Auburn, at number nine, I've got the Florida Gators. Florida showed signs of, you know, being a really good team. I think they'll be better this year. That's why they're not in that bottom tier in my rankings in the SEC. But I've got them at number nine. We'll see how they do. But I just think they're still a year or two away, I think, from being really, really one of the top teams.
They've got a lot of experience, but they got a really brutal schedule.
That goes into the reasoning as well. Above the Florida Gators, all right, at number eight, I've got the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Right. Interesting.
Now, that team, I'm telling you, don't sleep on those guys. That quarterback they got.
Lenore Sellers.
Lord of mercy. I mean, if he plays anywhere close to the way he played toward the end of the season last year, they're going to be tough. You've got to find a way to stop him.
They went into the portal, and they pulled out some folks, too.
They did.
I believe they got that
they
edge rusher, Jalen Brown, from Missouri. So.
And they got a chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, for some, you know, South Carolina plays with a chip on the shoulder, so they're physical. So I've got them at number eight. At number seven, don't hate me, friends in Knoxville, but I got the Tennessee Volunteers at number seven. They lost their quarterback. They've got issues there. Y'all know the story about
Nico
leaving. Caused quite a stir within the program at Tennessee. So, Randy, I wanted to hear your feelings about that.
Well, I was going to say, I'm happy that, I mean, as an Alabama fan, I'm happy that you put them number seven. I thought you were going to put Tennessee number one. Then we were going to have a little bit of a problem. We're just going to question this whole ranking business. But
I got them at number seven. They'll be talented, but, again, who's going to be the quarterback? How's that going to work? How are they going to respond to the all the distraction they've had in the offseason? So I've got them at number seven. Number six, I got Texas A&M. That's a team that some people think could be in the top three, but I've got them at six. again, with the new coach, the second year, and
Elko's pretty good.
Elko's pretty good. They'll be really good defensively, but they're deserving of number six. And right above them at number five, we got the Ole Miss Rebels. And I tell you what, that's another team you better look out for. You know, they can score on anybody. They lost a couple of key players in the draft, you know, but I think Lane Kiffin has always got somebody coming in. They did well in the portal as well. They've got some really good offensive guys that came in the transfer portal.
They did. And, you know, as we know, Lane Kiffin, you never know.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
no.
It'll be a fast offense. There's no doubt. Right. So we'll see what the Rebels can do.
All right. And at number four. All right. Now we're in the top five. Number four, I got the LSU Tigers. All right. LSU is going to be. I think they're going to be very good this year. Okay. So you got to watch for them. I think defensively, they may be one of the best defensive teams in the SEC this year. All right. They're going to be strong. They got linebackers, man, that can run and can run the ball down and hit you. So they're going to be good defense.
Yeah, I think, listen, as far as talent goes, LSU will have talent. There'll be no doubt about it. There'll be no excuse for Brian Kelly because he crushed the portal. I mean, he did what he's supposed to do. Now can they win? And all you LSU, and listen, we're loaded with LSU fans around here.
Yeah, we are.
They're looking for for him to get a championship, because if you look at it, it seems like every coach before him has had a championship. When's he going to have one?
That's true. I do think they're one of the top four teams in the SEC this year, so that's why I got them at number four. At number three, I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. And again, it's a quarterback issue. You know, who's going to be the quarterback? How they're going to respond to losing Jalen Milroe? You know, of course, they got Ryan Williams at receiver, and as long as that kid stays healthy,
Ty Simpson's going to be your starter, I believe.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, and look, he's going to be good. He's kind of like AJ McCarron. Just be a manager, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get it to your playmakers. You don't have to be them. Jalen Milroe had to be the playmaker, and he had the ability to do that. But I believe if he can just manage it, then certainly there's an opportunity for Alabama to.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a great year, but again, we'll see about the quarterback situation. Now, the top two, these are the two teams I've got picked to play in the SEC championship. All right. At number two, I got Georgia Bulldogs.
My goodness. And you've.
And at number one, I've got the Texas Longhorns. And I got those two teams playing for the SEC championship with Arch Manning coming in at quarterback at Texas. Now, I will say this, watching the draft, Texas lost, I believe, three offensive linemen to the draft. Now, but they're supposed to have some studs stepping in behind them. Everything that Tom Luganville and all the other guys say, I think Texas is going to be very strong. So I've got them at number one, Georgia at number two, with those two battling it out for the SEC championship.
Wow.
Those are Coach G's picks for 2025, Randy. If you don't like it, that's too bad.
That's it right there.
Good stuff.
All right, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we visit with Peter Jacobson. You know who he is. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways.
And we'd certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen. As I've mentioned before, and I'll say it again, today's show is a little bit of a hybrid. We're doing some live stuff. We're doing some encore-style stuff. And right now, we're doing a little encore as Peter Jacobson was on our all-weather roofing guest line, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin counties, by the way. He was on, and we talked a little bit about, I'll tell you what. Why don't you listen and you tell me what you think? Remember, you can always email us at southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can go right to the radio station here at FM Talk 106.5. We'd love to hear from you. But right now, we're going encore style. Here's the gang and Peter Jacobson, one of the broadcasters on the Golf Channel and NBC.
Good. All right, let's go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome in a friend of the show, Mr. Peter Jacobson. Peter, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Good morning. How's everybody there?
Well, we're doing extremely well, Peter. Thank you for taking time to be with us. A lot to get into. We want to talk a little golf with you. We want to talk a little football, and I'm going to kick it right off. Of course, the Champions Tour has been seeing a lot of good golf. You have the majors coming up this week in Birmingham for the Regions Tradition. As you see it, and you get your hands on it every day, who stands out to you right now on that Champions Tour? Because I know we follow Boo Weekly, the guys right around our area, Boo Weekly, Joe Durant's a good friend of ours, Stuart Sink, Ray Schuster, the golf swing coach for Joe Durant, is on the show with us a ton. And so we keep up with these guys. Joe had a good week last week. But who do you see that's really going to take it this year and just win more than – be a multiple winner on the tour?
Well, first, when you mentioned Boo Weekly, Boo is a – is an extremely talented player, and he's a unique individual. I love Boo on the Champions Tour because he's got such an infectious personality. I'm surprised he has not won yet. I thought that he would have come out and won early on in his career, but that's not to say that he won't win. You do have to get your feet comfortable. As so many people say, it's the same game, but it's a different chapter of the book. Being comfortable out there is key. Joe Durant is always one of the best ball strikers on tour. The one area that seems to be a bit of a challenge for Joe, I think, is the short game on and around the greens, which is tough for everybody. I know I've had that in my game as well. But Stuart Sink, he won in a playoff last week in Houston. Stuart is now going to concentrate on the Champions Tour. And I think you won't see him on the PGA Tour much anymore, but Stewart still maintains the length needed to play on the PGA Tour and to dominate on the Champions Tour. So I think you're going to see more from Stewart Sink, but the Spaniard, Miguel Angel Jimenez, has won twice already this year, and he's always been a very dominant player on the Champions Tour, but boy, it's hard to look past Stephen Alker. Stephen Alker, who's had three incredible years on the Champions Tour, and the ageless one, Bernhard Langer. Bernhard is it's incredible what he does at, I think he's 67 now, which is, it's just phenomenal what he's doing. But the wonderful thing about the Champions Tour is there's always new faces turning 50 and coming out. And it's fun to see the new talent start to develop.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We're visiting with Peter Jackson. In my opinion, I probably speak for the rest of y'all, one of the best golf commentators in the biz.
Yes.
Bobby Hall?
Hey, Peter. Bobby Hall here, and appreciate our friendship together as we meet each year in Tahoe. You know, hopefully this year in Lake Tahoe coming up would be starting about July the 7th, 8th, and 9th. I think we're on the air out there. I'm hoping I don't have to deal with Fallon and DJ Khaled this year. I hope there's something new coming up in the works. I understand maybe it's Fallon with Steph Curry, and I'm not sure what NBC has cooked up. But tell us a little bit about Tahoe and your take on that event coming up.
Well, Bobby, it's great to see you every year out at American Century in Lake Tahoe. It's one of the most fun and unique events in golf because we have a chance to see people that aren't golf professionals other than Annika. Annika plays every year. But we see so many of these athletes and actors and people that love the game of golf that don't play it professionally, but they just live and die for the game. And you mentioned Steph Curry and players like Tony Romo and Mark Mulder and Brian Baumgartner, the actor from The Office, and Justin Timberlake and Charles Barkley. So many of these wonderful actors and athletes love the game of golf. And as you mentioned last year, Jimmy Fallon and DJ Khaled, they did a little special presentation that we were both involved in. The weather got kind of nasty, but the weather wasn't as bad as DJ Khaled's golf game. That was as shocking as I've ever seen. I've never known a guy to not know what his score was when he was halfway down a golf hole. Usually you have a pretty good idea. But when he hit it into Lake Tahoe across the boundary, and he'd turn to you, Bobby, and say, what am I laying? 3, 4, 5. And he said, I think you're laying 7. And he said, what? That was the first for me.
Well, I appreciate you and Hallie Ledbetter being there in my corner behind my back, because that was quite a trial of being a rules official. But thank you for all the input. I think some of the guys here have some questions for
let
you.
Me, real quick, visiting with Peter Jacobson right here on Southern Fairways. Matt Brandt.
Hey, Jacob, pleasure to have you on, man. It's a great honor to have you a part of the show, and talking to you right now is an amazing feeling for myself. Love what you do, and I try to learn something new about everybody when we have them on the air, and I did not know this, but you have a talent that most PGA professionals don't, a self-taught guitarist that also has 2 recorded records under the Jake Trout and the Flounders headline. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, a lot of guys on tour hunt and fish. We're talking about Boo Weekly earlier. I know he loves to get outdoors. But I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and my parents bought me a guitar, and I took a few lessons, but I basically taught myself. I bought a chord book and started learning from chord A all the way to G. And I carried that with me on the tour. I played it all the time, and when I got out on the road on the PGA Tour, met up with other people that like music, like Mark Lye and John Daly, Payne Stewart, John Inman, and we put together a little band, another guy, Larry Rinker, who's a great guitar player, and we put together a little band called Jake Trout and the Flounders, and we recorded 2 records with a lot of these celebrity Hall of Fame recording artists that you all would know, Glenn Frey, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, Alice Cooper, Huey Lewis, Bruce Hornsby, on and on. And we would play with them in concert. We would play golf with them in the tournament. So, yeah, we put that together. And one of the most interesting parts of my golf career, without a doubt.
That's good incredible. Stuff. That's good stuff. As a matter of fact, Barry, I know you have Coach Barry Gibson here with us as well. Barry, I know you got a question for Peter. I'm going to play a little bit of Jake Trout.
Oh, that'd be great.
Under you, okay?
So. Yeah, Peter, good to meet you, my man. I'm a football guy. I played in the NFL for a while, but I love golf. I love watching it. I love playing it. But I've got to tell you, my man, you do the best impersonations of golfers that it just cracks me up. I tell you, every time you do it, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. So I wanted to ask you, my question is, do you have a favorite impersonation that you really enjoy doing, and why is that?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I started doing that when I was in high school, continued through college, and then out on the PGA Tour, just to have a few laughs. As you know, in the world of football or baseball, basketball, golf, it's pretty serious when you get down to it, when it gets down to the last quarter, the last play, or the last hole. So it's kind of fun to be able to laugh a little bit. But I would say the one that got the most fun was probably Craig Stadler, because Craig and I, we played a lot of golf together. I went to Oregon. He went to USC, and I'd always pour golf balls down my shirt because Craig carried a little bit of a spare tire around the middle.
Yeah.
But I think also Arnold Palmer, because Arnold was the man.
That's your best.
He's the king. And Arnold would, I would always check the wind. Instead of grabbing grass off the ground, I'd always pull a few chest hairs to check the wind.
That's right. That is my favorite. Is that when you do Arnold Palmer, I just fall out of my chair watching.
That's funny.
Keep doing it, man. We love it.
Thank you. No doubt.
Hey, Peter, listen, our time is up. We always enjoy having you, and look forward to having you back. I want to talk a little football with you. So before football season gets here, we got to have you back on to talk about your Oregon Ducks. All right.
You got it. Anytime, guys. Great talking with you.
All right. Good stuff right there.
Thank you, Peter Jacobson.
Funny stuff. Funny stuff.
He's great.
He is. I'll tell you, if you've not heard Jake Trout and the Flounders,
I'm going to throw a little bit at you.
I have not. I want to hear this.
Yeah, they got two records out. Yeah. All right. This is Cheers and Booze. All right. And it really is pretty funny stuff. So do check it out for sure. But Bobby, thank you for setting that up. And Peter's a great guy. And he does a great job on the Golf Channel. There's no doubt on NBC.
He's a great entertainer. And just glad to have him on. Glad to call him a friend.
Yeah. So y'all will be out in Tahoe, Lake Tahoe,
trying
for
to leave
the
on
American
July
Century.
The 5th, and I think it's the 9th through the weekend that weekend. Be on NBC and the Golf Channel. Look forward to it. Steph Curry will be back. You know, last year he couldn't play because he was doing the Olympics of basketball, but he'll be back. He won 2 years ago, and it's just a fun time, and it's good. Good golf, you know, it's just fun. You got Roger Clemens coming out there. He'll throw a few fastballs down at 17, and they got the basketball hoop there, and just a party, fun atmosphere. And then it comes down to the wire of the guys playing for the title. We've had Tony Romo win. You've had some great champions in the past there, and Mark Mulder and many others. Jack Wagner, the actor, is the only actor that's ever won, but usually the athletes take the stardom in that. Good hockey players. There's some great actors coming out. Hallie Ledbetter will be back, who we've had on the show.
Man, what a great interview with Peter Jacobson, now in the booth as an analyst for NBC and the Golf Channel. Remember, he was a winner on the PGA Tour and Champions Tour. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go to Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We'll have a great conversation with him, and he's going to give us what's for dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. By the way, don't forget, Boom's Thai Kitchen, she's now on DoorDash. More right after this.
This is Kevin Millar, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio with Randy Bergen. And let me tell you what, roll tide and let's go get that ball in the hole.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen. I am now joined by Mr. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, right here on our all-weather roofing guest line. And, Matt, hey, man, good to have you on board with us. Now, one of the things, and I've been saying this the whole show, is today's show's a little bit, it's like a hybrid. We're doing some live stuff, and we're doing some encore-style stuff. So we had Coach Barry Gibson he gave us a breakdown of the SEC. We talked about that last week.
Yep.
And then, of course, we had Peter Jacobson on last week. I had folks just called and texted and said, hey, man, can you replay that? Because I did not get to hear the whole segment. So we've done that. And I'll tell you, Peter Jacobson is one of my all-time faves, no doubt about it.
Well, dude, let me tell you, and glad to be here, as always, on the guest line, enjoying being part of the show. And, yes, look, anytime we can do something really good and then people ask to replay it, I think that's a requirement for all of us to step back and say, oh, we'll replay it. If you really liked it, we'll definitely replay it. But you're right, Peter Jacobson, it was amazing. I was just talking to some friends of mine about that interview, and it's incredible how when you get these guys that do this for a living and do it well, how they get on the air and just, you can ask them anything. You could ask them about the local weather, and they could come out and tell you in their professional manner with their speech and their knowledge, and you would believe that they knew what the actual weather was right around you. But it was really cool talking to him. And like I think we talked about last week when I learned about Peter Jacobson and his time as a guitarist and a lead vocalist with his band. And that was a pretty cool story, and him getting to hang out and play and be good friends with all those guys on the tour and all those artists that were incorporated into that. That was a pretty cool event.
Well, it really was. And I'll tell you, he mentioned a name that a lot of us golfers really miss, and that's Payne Stewart. And I got to tell you, we've had an opportunity to meet his son on many occasions, and almost an identical lookalike. They are, I mean, and he's an awesome, awesome guy. He helps out now with what was the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. It is now the Hilton Garden Vacations Tournament of Champions, which is the first tournament of the season for the LPGA, which is down in Orlando. They do that at Lake Nona, and always right. fun. But you did mention something. Let me go back. Let me backtrack just a little bit. If you ever miss an episode, you can always go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, hit the little radio button up there, and it'll have a list of all the shows, and you can go back and find your favorite clip or your favorite segment. If we have one of your faves on, you can certainly go back and listen to us. So just a little reminder there. Always good
That's
stuff.
Right. If you guys ever get tired of hearing the same old voice, you can always come to Boudreaux's and listen to me talk. So that's always another addition of what you can do on Southern Fairways Golf. Southern Fairways Sports Radio, we'll take care of either way. But it's a lot of fun. It's really, you know, we had John Smoltz on. That's one of my favorite interviews. And he too was an amazing interview. Very smooth, very engaged, and always good information. One thing we didn't talk about last week was in regards to Payne Stewart, the Payne Stewart Award, and Peter Jacobson won that award. That had to be an honor for him, because as close as he was to Payne Stewart back in the day, that was pretty cool.
You know, you're absolutely right, and he's certainly well deserving of it. Peter Jacobson was, for sure. You know, and that's kind of what we've done on our tour, Southern Fairways Golf Tour, is we have a Colonel George R. Hall Award, which is representative of Bobby Hall's dad, who was a POW for 7.5 years. And what he did, the 7.5 years he was a POW, every day he played golf in his mind. We did that, and one of our good friends, Colin Farrell, is a recipient of that award. And it just right. it goes for good sportsmanship is what it is. It's a sportsmanship award.
To have an award like that presented to you because you earned it. You didn't win it. You earned it by something, by your peers, you're voting on you, and it's a real big honor. And I know Colin was honored to receive it, and we're looking forward at the end of this year to giving another one of those awards out at the Southern Fairways Golf Tour, and it'll be another well-received award, I'm sure.
Well,
definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of awards, and guys, we're talking with Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cage and Grill, sits right there on the Mobile Delta, just off I-10 on Highway 98. Speaking of awards, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill has gotten many Nappy Awards, just as our guest line, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin counties. They've got multiple Nappy Awards, as you do, and it's Nappy time once again.
It is, and we're excited. You're right. We are 7 years in a row, 8 out of the last 9, winning certain awards at Boudreaux's. We're really proud of it, and it's because it's voted on all of our guests, in this case, all of our listeners. And this year, we're honored yet again to be in 5 finalist categories, and that's incredible. That means people have voted for us in different categories for different things. So we're doing a lot of things really good, and we're excited about that. But a couple of those are Best Eastern Shore Restaurant, Best Brunch, Best Outdoor Dining, Best Atmosphere, and Best Place to Take Out-of-Towners. And we're, you know, go on to votenappies.com. Not only vote for us, but vote for some of your other favorite restaurants, your favorite businesses, favorite personalities, and really go out there and have a little fun. It's fun to vote. It's fun to be a part of it. And it's an honor to be represented and called out by the people that frequent you the most, especially as a restaurant's concerned. So definitely go to votenappies.com and give us a shout. Look under Eats and City Life, and you'll find all the categories for Boudreaux's and many, many more.
Well, yeah, and you make a good point. I mean, listen, folks, if you've not been to Boudreaux's, and if you've been to Boudreaux's, you know what I'm talking about. You've got the biggest back deck in Baldwin County. You sit right there on the Delta, so if you're looking for a beautiful romantic sunset, you can't get a better place than the back deck at Boudreaux's. The food is fabulous. And I let me just give you a little applause here real quick. Your servers are fantastic, and I think that's what makes the food even taste better.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, this year, being nominated for Best Atmosphere, I think tells a lot about the service and the people that work for us. We've been blessed to have a lot of great people for a lot of years. We have 6 servers that started with us when they were 16, and they're still there. They grew up with us as hostesses or busters or runners, and now they're serving tables and loving it. We have a really great following of people, and I like to say that we take good care of them, and they take good care of us. They take great care of the guests that walk in the door, and we're glad to have them. And that's why we have so many nominations this year, and why we're doing so well. 11 years strong, and Wow. And we're loving it. We had a great Mother's Day weekend last weekend, and looking forward to many, many more.
Well, that's awesome stuff. And let me just mention real quick, as we continue our conversation with Matt Brandt, let me talk about some of our other sponsors. McConnell Automotive, come on. There's what does Mitch say? Shenanigan free. All right. If you're looking for a car, go see them. It's shenanigan free. There's no hassle. They will take very good care of you. They're right there in Mobile, number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Also, Srixon Golf. You're looking for some new golf balls. You're looking for some new clubs. We recommend Srixon Golf. Bujo's Cajun Grill, you're right there. You're right there, Matt. So I got to mention you as well. Also, thanks to Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. David Musial does a fantastic job. Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. I want to thank our good friends, Chad Leonard, Bill, Ryan Mello, the whole staff at Craft Farms and Gulf Shores, the only Arnold Palmer signature designed golf course in Alabama. Don't forget Peninsula Golf Course, all fantastic places to play. We want to thank our new sponsor, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Talk about nappies. They have many, many nappies, as I mentioned a few moments ago. And for the last 7 years, they've gotten the number, the Fortified Roofing Award, 7 years in a row. So good roofing company. If you need to be covered, that's who you want to call, All Weather Roofing. Thanks to Lisa Johnson Realtor, Fairhope Golf Works, JT Pirine, and Master Club Fitter Avery Reed. You can't get any better than that. You cannot get any better. You want to play better golf? That's who you need to go see. I want to thank Bobby Hall and the whole staff there at Quail Creek. Also, Strokes Gained. We're going to be talking more about that coming up. And got to say thanks to Unknown Golf and to Boom's Thai Kitchen. No longer at the Fort. She's in the food court at Piggly Wiggly there in Fairhope. And it is. We're excited to be there. And we're also excited to announce that she is now on DoorDash. You're looking for some Thai food, you can't find any better. Go to DoorDash. They'll pick it up. They'll deliver it right to your house. Sit there and eat and enjoy Boom's Thai Kitchen. So thanks to all of our sponsors. Now, we're just about at that point, coming up in about 30 seconds, where you're going to give us what's for dinner, Matt, at Bujo's Cajun Grill. Okay, so that's coming up.
I am ready.
That's coming up in 30 seconds. I do want to mention Southern Fairways Golf Tour. Tomorrow we will be at Hidden Creek, the golf club at Hidden Creek in Navarre. Oh, my goodness. Love it over there. It is going to be a lot of fun to play. We'll have almost 100 golfers over there, so always good. And we want to thank all the golf courses. The way they take care of us on our tour is absolutely fantastic. So we're really looking forward to that for sure. Now, it is time for what's for dinner at Boudreaux's. Here he is, Matt Brandt.
All right, guys. So here it is. So look, this changed for me just last night. I had something set up. I was ready to go. But then I was talking to one of our bar guests. And he comes in. He travels through. He comes and stops by once every 6 months. And I delivered his food for him. He had a ribeye steak, medium rare, with crab pontchartrain on top, with the sweet broccoli collards and mashed potatoes. And I saw it when I delivered the plate to him, his eyes were huge. He's like, this looks amazing.
You got 30 seconds.
Then I go back, you know, I check back on it. I asked him, how was it? He looked me in the eye. He shook my hand. He said, that is the best meal I think I've ever had. I cannot tell you a better compliment to the staff, to the kitchen, to everybody. Look, it's not just about Cajun. It's not just about spices. It's just not just about sauces. It's about good food. And come down to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, get your hand-cut steak, get you anything on the menu, and we're going to take good care of you.
There it is right there. That's what's for dinner, a big steak for Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt, thanks for hanging out with us, and thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show. Glad to have you on board. We will see you next week. Until then, hit a knee, say a prayer, and God bless America. I'm Randy Bergen. Bye-bye, everybody.